The Bullhead. Fishing where the cold and vicious tide swept between rocky islands, I dragged in a bullhead, spiny with lurid scales. I cut it off the hook and threw it back. That month, on the same coast, changed in sun, she and I found beaches of pure coral and swam in that sea whose foam stung our bodies, quickening desire. At evening, we stepped through walls, lifting the stones aside with shaky hands, to find a patch of grass and blown bog cotton where we could lie in shadow cast by boulders as the sun sank and spilled its fire. One night we ate dulse, then drank pochin. Rage at her unfaithfulness burned in my brain. I turned and staggered, shoved her to the ground. Then we walked back together in cold shame. Next day we crossed by boat to Inishmore, she gaily singing to the other men. And when we climbed to Dunanga's fort, I muttered to myself I'd smash her head on the sharp teeth of the chevaux de frise. Each spike of stone went straight into my heart. Desperately, I tugged her behind the wall of the fort and pulled her to the grass, begging her to hold me. She refused. Then we all lay together on the cliff, 300 feet above the emerald sea. I felt myself vertiginously dragged close to the edge, while she talked happily and flirted with my friends, taking one's hand and reading in the lines. I'd nothing to say. I didn't belong up on the sunny land. No more that spiny fish, my jealousy. She wept in silence when I turned away.